With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Tim Fox has raised substantially more money than any other candidate running for a statewide office in Montana so far. Campaign finance reports for the 2020 election filed Friday show Fox has raised nearly $204,000 since January 1st. Fox, who is currently Montana's attorney general, is running for governor. The only other announced candidate who reports fundraising in that race is Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton. Both are Republicans. Stapleton reports raising more than $65,000, with most of that left over from the 2018 reporting period. Tim Fox reported no fundraising in 2018. Stapleton's biggest expense has been $3,500 to a campaign consulting firm in Chicago. Fox's biggest expenditure to date has been roughly the same amount to a company in Virginia for a fundraising mailer. In total, Fox has outspent Stapleton more than 2-to-1 since the first of the year, but the numbers are still small at about $12,000 for Fox and $5,000 for Stapleton. Republican State Senator Al Olszewski announced his campaign after the campaign finance reporting deadline. There are two candidates running to replace Fox as attorney general. Republican John Bennion is Fox's chief deputy and reports raising just over $70,000 since January 1. Democrat Kim Dudick, currently serving in the Montana House representing Missoula, has raised a little more than $5,000 so far. Montana Senate President Scott Sayles has announced a campaign for Secretary of State, but has not reported any fundraising so far. Democrats Tom Winters and Kathleen Williams have announced campaigns for Montana's U.S. House seat. Candidates in that race report fundraising and spending to federal authorities and did not have to meet Friday's state reporting deadline.